This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yesterday afternoon, the salary cap, we all knew it was going to go up. That's nothing new. As long as it's not a pandemic year, the cap goes up every year. That's how this thing works. When they add more international games, when they have new TV deals with Netflix, et cetera, more money coming in, obviously the cap goes up. Here's the latest figure. The NFL informed teams 2025 per team salary cap is going to be in a range of $277.5 million, potentially as high as $281.5 million. That is up from last year considerably. $255.5 million is where it was. That means over the last 2 years, it could be a $53 million increase. Great for the players. Great for the players. The one thing is funny always with this storyline every offseason. It's like, well, this is great news, Logan, for the Chiefs. This is unbelievable. Now they got so much more money. As if the 31 other teams also aren't getting a salary cap increase. Like, yes, it is a good thing for the players. Great. If you're Trey Smith, it's great news. Great timing for you. The cap keeps going up. Great news for players in the league. They should continue to have, if the revenues are up, of course, the players should benefit as well. Makes a whole lot of sense. That's how this whole thing works. Is it nice that the Chiefs are going to have some more cap space? Sure. But a lot of this, they project out. Like this, I bet you Brett Veach, they were not stunned with the salary cap going up. If anything, maybe it went up a few more dollars than they thought, but they're never caught off guard. They get paid to be able to project years in advance. They already have projections, of course, for 2027 and 2028 of where they're going to be at. That's how the whole thing works. So yes, it's good. The salary cap's going up. It means that these random national folks that want to act like the Chiefs, oh my gosh, they're in cap hell, Logan. They have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to spend this money. Like, that stuff is ridiculous. That's not true. But at the same time, like, the cap goes up for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, yes, the Chiefs now have an extra potential, you know, $22 to $26 million to play with. But they're still the number 24 team in the National Football League in total salary cap space. Like, that has not changed because everybody's getting the same amount of money. And I think it goes to show you that the NFL is not going anywhere. This is the most popular sport in the United States today, and it's only seemingly getting bigger, right? Hence the reason why they're going to Brazil and Germany and Spain and Ireland, and you know, now they're going to Australia for the first time. That is where this league is headed, is it's headed to an international stage. And you're right. Yes, it gives the Chiefs a little bit more money to potentially go and re-sign Trey Smith in the long term or re-sign Nick Bolton in the long term. But it also means that other NFL teams now have more money to outbid you if they feel like it. I mean, the Raiders now have like over $150 million in cap space right now. Like, it's absolutely insane how much money they have at their disposal. The Patriots are in a similar situation. The Chargers are in a great spot, and they're going to be in a better spot probably when they cut Joey Bosa, which I think is a very likely scenario to happen this offseason. So, yeah, and we all know, right, there is something to it. Somebody in the text line just mentioned, you know, more money for Veach means more than with other owners or front office people. Yeah, he's a guru when it comes to that sort of stuff. But they all work in the same realm. And what Veach can do with it, how he can stretch that money, is something that is, I think, envied by the rest of the league. But stretching that money is not going to help you keep Trey Smith and Nick Bolton around. Those are pretty cut and dry scenarios. And other teams around the league are going to be willing, in my view, to pay a little bit more than I think the Chiefs are going to be willing to pay Trey Smith. And I think you're in a situation where all this money is well and good, and it's going to help you find guys to fill roster spots. It's going to be able to maybe you can go sign a left tackle now if you feel like it. But in regards to re-signing Trey Smith, I don't think it moves the needle.
Well, just the salaries we're about to see in these free agent contracts, whenever, like, whether it's a wide receiver or anybody else, and whether they sign with Kansas City, on day one of free agency, when it officially opens up, right, there's the legal tampering window and all that, but when it officially opens up and when you see, like, X player gets, you know, deal, and you're like, whoa, oh my God, it's a terrible deal. It's a ton of money. Just remember that the salary cap went up $20 million, $53 million over the last 2 years. So I remember this, the prime example of this was, it's probably been 3 years now at this point. Remember when Christian Kirk signed with the Jags?
Yeah.
And he had a good first year. He didn't, and this past year, I think he got hurt, if I'm not mistaken, or something. But everybody was like, what the hell are the Jags doing? You know, and I'm not saying that they're a great, you know, well run necessarily. They finally got rid of Trent Baalke. But the point was, we were all stunned with the dollar amount. So don't be surprised if we're stunned by dollar amounts guys are getting this offseason. But that's the way this is going to continue to go. The Chiefs, though, will have the cap space to accomplish what they want to accomplish. It's not just because the cap goes up, but that cap dollar amount that you reference also is before there might be any restructures. And we know Mahomes has been willing to do that time and time again. Remember, they're still getting their money, can convert stuff to a signing bonus or whatever. And so it's that goes on the owner, right? Whether or not the owner cash flow wise is willing to do that kind of stuff, because it requires you being, you know, flush with cash by NFL standards. I understand you're like, well, all the NFL owners are. I am. Some are wealthier than others. And that's the issue that Mark Davis has run into out in Las Vegas. A big reason why he took on sold ownership shares to Tom Brady and company.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And we know Mahomes has showed a willingness to do that. The ownership has shown a willingness to do that. I think that for the sake of the organization, you should do that, because by converting money or pushing money back towards the end of the contract, you can continue to try to win and be competitive with Mahomes at the helm, right? I mean, as of now, his cap hit is somewhere in the avenue of $65 to $70 million next year, all told. That's a lot. And you can, there's these weird intricate ways. And I know somebody last night when I was hosting After Hours said something about deferred money. The NFL doesn't really do deferred money in the sense that, like, Major League Baseball does.
You void years, but you can do,
yes. And the all in all, you can defer the money, but it has to be paid out over the life of the contract. You can't pay it out in 2035 when Mahomes' contract is 4 or 5 years, you know, over with at that point. It has to be paid out by 2031, I believe, when he signed that 10-year extension. All of that $500 has got to be paid out by then. So, yeah, you can continue to push it back or push some of it back year after year after year. And then in 2030, 2031, we as Chiefs Kingdom need to just collectively understand, hey, we're not going to be very good. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but we all know what Veach has been able to do and how he's been able to maneuver the cap year after year after year. I mean, goodness, nobody gets penalized for being over the NFL salary cap. If so, the Saints ownership would have had to sell the team 20 years ago, because they have been in cap purgatory for most of our lifetimes. So there are always ways to maneuver it. And I know Veach and company are the best in the league right now at finding those. And I'm very, very interested to see how they can make this work. Some have said that this is going to be a rebuilding year for Kansas City. We don't do rebuilding years with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback and Andy Reid as the head coach of this team. It's not going to be a rebuilding year. This team's going to win the AFC West again, and they're going to compete for a chance at a Super Bowl again.
They, again, have the second best odds to win the Super Bowl next year. But a lot of questions, though, to answer and holes to fill. But acting like they don't have the resource to accomplish what they want to accomplish, I think, would to your point there, would be foolish.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.